For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Rosemarie Aquilina has been a judge on the Ingham County Circuit Court since her election in 2008, and she was a district court judge before that. She rose to national and international prominence when she presided over the Larry Nassar sex abuse case. In 7 days of sentencing, she forced Nassar to face 156 women he had abused, and she allowed each of those women to speak as long as they wanted to. At the end, she sentenced Nassar to 40 to 175 years in prison. What you may not know about Aquilina is that she writes novels. On Thursday night, she'll appear at a book signing at the Schuler Bookstore in the Meridian Mall. It's a ticketed event. I spoke with Judge Rosemarie Aquilina about her novel, Triple Cross. All right, your book is called Triple Cross Killer. Now, I've heard double cross. What's a triple cross?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Come on, that's why you're here. Yes, there is some
symbolism in the book that lends itself, which you'll discover in the end, of why it's a triple cross, not a double cross.
All right. So a double crosser gets double crossed. That would be a quadruple cross. So the subtitle is A Little Naughty Can Get You Killed. Ooh.
Yes. And it's true. There's not... And I just talked to a book club, and one of the ladies said to me, I'm really glad that when it came to the sex scenes, you only went so far because it was comfortable for her to read, but yet use her imagination. But this is naughty in the sense, not just of relationships, but if you think outside the box and become a vigilante or get involved with someone who's a vigilante, you may die.
Oh, my. Well, it sounds part... mystery, part bodice ripper.
A little bit. It's really about a guy who takes justice in his own hands because of his own bad childhood and other things that have happened to him. And the story happened to come to my mind through my son asking me what happens to Santa Claus letters if they get in the wrong hands, because we were doing Santa Claus letters with my middle child, who was then a couple of years old. And so when he asked me that question, I was really startled because I had never pondered that, because of course, Saint Nick is a good guy, right? And so I thought, wow, what happens is a great story. And I sat down and wrote a couple of chapters, and it really wrote itself thereafter. I'm what they call a pantser. I write by the seat of my pants. I don't outline. I write and I don't look back. And then I finish a book and then I rewrite it several times. It goes through the editing process. But I can't seem to make an outline because my characters are so much alive to me that they surprise me, that they talk to me. I know it sounds a little crazy, but once you develop a character and you really intimately know them, sometimes they take a step and you're saying, wow, that's amazing. And then because of that step, another character has to take another step. So for me, outlining, it disrupts that fluidity of creativity.
It takes place both in Detroit and in Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, because that is really real to me. First of all, I've worked and lived in Detroit. Second, I vacation often in Sarasota. In fact, the condo that I talk about there is ours. And I have changed the exact names of streets, the location-wise, but the streets are real. There's a lot of real buildings and places in Detroit and Sarasota. But Michiganders travel to Sarasota on a regular basis. We're called snowbirds. And it's a run that is very real that I've taken many, many, many times. So writers write what they know about. I write what I know about. And the story takes place between Michigan and Sarasota. Ultimately, we'll get merged because the same kinds of murders are happening in two of my favorite states.
Triple Cross Killer is the first book in the State Detective Special Forces book series of novels written by Ingham County Judge Rosemarie Aquilina. Judge Aquilina will be at the Meridian Mall location of Schuler Books to talk about Triple Cross Killer Thursday night at 7. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It is always a pleasure to talk about my characters.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.